This morning's message, which was prepared by Pastor Harold, is entitled, How Do I Get Right with God? Based on our gospel reading for this morning from Luke 18. Verse 9 reads, Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. How do you define self-righteous? According to the dictionary, self-righteousness is a belief that I am 100% morally correct or totally superior to someone else. Whenever we meet people who are self-righteous, it is not funny. This is especially so when the self-righteous person we see is our own face in the mirror. In today's gospel reading, Jesus told a parable to some folks who thought themselves righteous, but treated others with contempt. That is to say, these people were self-righteous and treated others like dirt. The issue of today's sermon is righteousness. That is, how does a person get right with God and then live in a righteous way with others? So, how do you get right with God? The Bible declares there are only two possible options. Either you must do something and trust in your own efforts and goodness, or God must do something and you look to Him for help and mercy. In order to show us the two options and which option is the correct one, Jesus tells a parable. In this parable, the two options are illustrated by two men who went to the Jerusalem temple to pray. Verse 10 says, two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. It was the regular hour for prayer in the temple. This was a daily event. Jewish men came into the temple area called the Court of the Men to pray. In Jesus' parable, we see a picture of the two extremes of Judaism in his time, Pharisees and tax collectors. The Pharisee declares that he can be righteous on his own. I can do it, would be his motto. He is a picture of full-blown self-righteousness. We read verses 11 to 12. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get. Boy, oh boy, is this man full of himself. It sounds like a prayer of thanks to God. It begins, God, I thank you. But God is only mentioned one time, and he mentions himself five times. Likely he stood up in full view of others, with arms upraised, drawing attention to himself. But what he did was not so much pray as to brag out loud, as he compared himself with others, and especially put down and made fun of another man who was a tax collector. The bottom line was that he was measuring his righteousness with the wrong standards, the standards of man's outward appearances and not the standard of God's word. Can we fall into that same trap? Yes, we can. The comparison game may sound like, well, I'm glad I'm not as bad as Joe, or I'm glad I go to church more than Mary, or my family makes God happier than the Jones family. The Pharisee, a religious leader of the day, compared himself with a man on the bottom rung of Jewish society, a tax collector. Who is it for you and me? With whom are you tempted to compare yourself to make yourself feel more righteous? The second man in this parable is a tax collector. Tax collectors were Jewish men who worked for the enemy Roman government. They were considered traitors by their countrymen. They also often collected more tax money than was due and pocketed the rest. They may have had money, but they had no friends. It is this kind of man spoke of in verse 13, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If the theme of the Pharisee was, I can do it, then the theme of the tax collector was, God must do it. He was completely opposite of the Pharisee. He also stood to pray, but far off in a corner. He did not lift up his eyes or arms or draw attention on himself. He knew his sin. He knew himself. He struck his breast, an act of great sorrow and humility. The exact words he spoke are, God be merciful to me, the sinner. The sinner, not a sinner. He knew his sin was great. He knew what others thought of him. He knew he had no excuse. He was not playing the religious games of the Pharisee. He came to God honestly, asking for help. Today, it is time for each of us here to stop playing our religious games. It is also time to quit comparing ourselves with others. It is time to, with the tax collector, face God honestly and admit our need. There is a large city in the United States that had an elevated train, something called an L train, an older version of our local SkyTrain. But this older train had a conductor. One of the stops this train made was near a very large cemetery called Calvary Cemetery. The train did not stop there except by request when a rider pulled a cord above their seat. Just after leaving the nearest station, the conductor would come on the speaker and say, next stop, Calvary. Train stops on your request only. Anyone for Calvary? This can be seen as a parable of life's train. At all the other stations in our life, our life's train automatically stops. Market Street, School Street, Sports Street, Broadway Avenue, Church Street, Home Avenue. But to stop at Calvary, that means a choice and a realization of need. Making that stop means we realize we are sinners in need of the Savior, who on the cross of Calvary gave his life to pay for our sin. Today, each of us need to stop our life's train at Calvary and stop playing our religious games with the Pharisees in the temple. These religious games we especially play at Church Street and Home Avenue. It is time to confess we are sinners and we need God's forgiveness. It is time to say honestly these words of the tax collector in the temple. God be merciful to me, the sinner. The tax collector answers the question of today's sermon. How do I get right with God? We, like the Pharisee, can try to do it ourselves, or we can take to heart the words of Holy Scripture that tell us otherwise. Passages like Isaiah 64:6. All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy rags. Or Psalm 49:7. No one can redeem his own life or give God a ransom for it. The ransom for life is costly, and no payment of man is ever enough. We cannot make ourselves righteous, but God can. Psalm 53:4-7 tells us, surely he took up our infirmities. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. We all like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the sin of us all. Who is this passage talking about? The answer is in that most important of all Bible passages, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus is the one whose death on the cross and resurrection from the grave forgives our sin and makes us right with Almighty God. He, who was co-equal with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, gave up his rights in heaven to come to our earth and to be born a man like us, to take upon himself our sins, to die our death, to exchange his righteousness for our unrighteousness. The idea of a great exchange was seen in a 1959 book, Black Like Me. In this book, John Howard Griffin tells how he changed himself from a white man into a black man in the deep south of the USA. This was a time of horrible racial prejudice and suffering. Griffin wanted to understand what a black man of his day had to endure. He darkened his skin with oral medication, sun lamp treatments, and skin stains. Then he traveled through the deep south. His story is incredible. He was treated like less than a human. There were buses he could not ride, washrooms he could not use, water fountains he could not drink from, stores that would not sell him food. He was beaten, jailed, and almost killed, all because he was black, all because he became like the people he loved. Friends, we have a Lord like that. His name is Jesus. He gave up all of his heavenly rights and became one of us. He took upon himself all of our sin. He took all the abuse given to him by our sin, by the devil, and by the power of death. He laid down his perfect life for our sinful lives. He took upon himself all our unrighteousness and gave us his righteousness. Are you righteous? Are you right with God? Yes, only because of our Lord Jesus. Any person who joins the tax collector in the temple and declares honestly, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner," is made right with God through faith in Jesus. To you who today confess your sin and your Savior, Jesus speaks these words first spoken about to the tax collector. "I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." May you today, with the tax collector, place yourself into the hands of our merciful God, and may you know that through Jesus Christ your Lord, you are right with God. In the name of Jesus, amen.